Sound up the trumpet, beat up the drum, let not a soul be subject to fear, since the true pride of all Christendom does against France in valor appear. The courageous, worthy seaman does from all parts to London advance. For England's promotion they'll fight on the ocean against all the strength and power of France. The last engagement with the French fleet has so enraged true English boys that they resolve to make them retreat with the loud cannon's thundering noise. Not a soul among them daunted, but to the seas they'll freely advance. On board they do enter, and lives they will venture to pull down the pride and power of France. Pray, would it not the kingdom provoke if we should to a tyrant bow? But we will ne'er come under his yoke. He must not think to cope with us now. For his arbitrary power never shall to Great Britain advance. Our valiant brave seamen will keep us all freemen and pull down the pride and power of France. Did he not drive his subjects of late out of their native country dear? Those that were rich did leave their estate, naked and poor they came to us here. Should that tyrant gain this kingdom, the very same would be our hard chance. His fleet we will fire, or make them retire, and pull down the strength and power of France. Therefore, brave seamen, valiantly go, for to preserve this nation from thrall. Rather than never conquer this foe, they do resolve to fight one and all. From the brave seaport of Weymouth, 60 true souls did freely advance. They needed no pressing, for by heaven's blessing, they'll pull down the pride and power of France. Norfolk brave lads shall not be forgot, seamen they are that never will flinch. With cannons hot and thundering shot, they do resolve to pepper the French. 60 came from thence to London, who in the wars will hazard their chance. Stout lads, brisk and airy, for William and Mary, they'll help for to check the power of France. Bristol, that ancient city of fame, still will stand up our rights to restore. Sailors from thence most valiantly came, now 150 or more. Valiant seamen, sons of thunder, who in the wars will venture their chance. For the preservation of their native nation, they'll fight against all the power of France. Every seaport all over the land, seamen comes in with joy and delight, being resolved with courage to stand, still to maintain the Protestants' right. Since their lives they freely venture, England's glory still to advance. May heaven defend them, and blessings attend them, who fights against all the power of France.